Unit 11, page 131. Listening. Exercise B.
Hello, and welcome to Click, the number one photography podcast, with all the latest news from the world of photography. And this is episode 23, with me, Jack Wood, as usual.
And me, Penny Green. So, what have you been up to this week, Jack?
It's been such a busy week, Penny. I did a very special wedding shoot, and I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that later. And I attended the opening of an exhibition of local photographers. Wow, I was blown away by the level of talent we have in our local area.
I know. It's easy to think that photography these days is all selfies and snapshots on social media, isn't it? But some people are really putting a lot of effort into their work. Did you have a favorite?
There were lots of great shots in the exhibition, including some fantastic landscapes of the local area. But I think the one that really impressed me the most was a picture by a local woman, Judy Anderson. It's a portrait of a local homeless man. In the foreground, you can see his dog, and on the left-hand side, a small sign. The man, the dog, and the sign are all in focus, so you can see them clearly, and that's where your eye is drawn. In the background, there are people moving around, but it's out of focus, so you can't really tell what's happening. That means they don't take your attention away from the subject, this man who lives on the streets. The photographer has managed to capture his expression, and for me, it makes me wonder about what his story might be, where he came from, how he ended up on the streets. It also says a lot about the recent economic problems that we've been facing around here. So it's like a piece of local history.
That sounds really interesting. And I believe that exhibition runs until the end of the month. So go along to the Mayweather Gallery to see some great examples of local work. Now, Jack, tell us about this wedding. I thought you said you'd never do another wedding.
Yeah, I did. But this one was a little different.
Unit 11, page 132. Speaking. Exercises B and C.
Hi, Becky. What have you got there?
Oh, just a couple of photos for an article I'm writing. I need to choose one to go with the article, which is called The Art of Photography. I'm just comparing them and trying to choose.
Well, the two photos are alike because they're photos of groups. The first is a family portrait and looks like it's been taken by a professional, while the second shows someone taking a selfie with their friends. Everyone's taking selfies these days.
Yeah, that's right. And I talk about the selfie phenomenon in my article. Another similarity is that the people are posing for the camera and smiling in both photos. However, maybe the first situation is a little formal for my article, whereas the second situation is much more informal. The people in the second photo seem more natural than in the first, and that would fit with the article well. Another point of difference is the reason they're having their photo taken. The first group of people probably want a photo they can put on the wall at home. In contrast, the second group want a photo they can send to friends or put online to show people what a good time they're having. I think the second one's going to suit the article better, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Both photos are similar in that the people want to record this moment in their lives, but the second one is more modern. It'll appeal to younger people, unlike the first one. I'd go for the photo of people taking a selfie.
Unit 11, page 135. Pronunciation. Exercise A.
You don't make a photograph just with a camera. You bring to the act of photography all the pictures you have seen, the books you have read, the music you have heard, the people you have loved. You can look at a picture for a week and never think of it again. You can also look at a picture for a second and think of it all your life.
Unit 11, page 135. Pronunciation. Exercise B.
What I like about photographs is that they capture a moment that's gone forever, impossible to reproduce. The camera is an instrument that teaches people how to see without a camera.
Unit 11, page 135. Writing. Exercise A.
Hi, this is Erica. I just wanted to see if you could send a memo around to everyone about the images for the website. We've decided to do things a little bit differently this year, so instead of having a professional photographer, we're going to get everyone to do a selfie, you know, to give the website a much more modern feel. They need to take a shot of themselves in a situation that means something to them, in the kitchen, cooking, or out on their bike, that kind of thing. And they should email it to you so you can check it before we use it. In addition to that, we need them to write a few sentences about themselves, their interests and hobbies, just to give the website a human face. Can you ask them to do that, please? Oh, and we need everything before the 22nd of the month. Thanks, bye.
Unit 11, page 136. Life skills. Exercise A.
Thanks for coming in today, Paul. I just wanted to give you some feedback on your presentation the other day. Now, don't worry. The first thing to say is that everyone thought you did a very good job, particularly since you had such a limited time to prepare.
Okay, thanks.
And we thought you had some very good ideas. We liked your suggestions for increasing sales. You've given us something to think about. What did you think about the presentation?
Well, I thought it went okay, you know. I mean, I did my best, and I really didn't have very much time to prepare for it because the last speaker dropped out.
Yes, I understand that. Now, I'd like to move on to one or two ideas to improve your presentations in the future. There's always room for improvement, and I've made a few notes. First of all, you seem pretty nervous. It's important to relax and be confident, you know.
Well, that was because of the rush to get things done. It was Damien's fault, really. He was giving the presentation, then he felt ill, and so I had to quickly...
Yes, as I said, we understand that. Still, just try to relax a little bit more next time. Besides that, there were one or two problems with the technology. I know computers can be tricky, but you didn't seem to have any idea how to solve the problems.
It's that IT woman, Sylvia. She never explains things to me, and I keep asking her for more help. I don't think I should have to work it out for myself.
Well, I know Sylvia is very busy with a lot of people. All I'm saying is that I'd like you to be more familiar with the computer next time. I think that's all. Thanks again for coming to see me, and I look forward to your next presentation.
Oh, OK, great. Thanks.